the Ad Council.
Anybody home? It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program starring Randy Quaid. And his wife is joining us. Part of Randy Quaid's wife is played by Maria Bailey.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's see here. We can get Fasinelli to play Randy Quaid. Right?
Okay, sure. I could do that.
A great match they'd be.
I could do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to be their alternate personalities.
Hey, really? Zulu. You can be Zulu. Actually, you know what? We could get Anne-Marie and Janet to play.
Okay.
Think you'd like to play?
This we is, love to play. What are you playing?
We're playing Who Is It? Who's That Star?
Okay.
Yeah?
Janet's probably better at this than I am, but
you think
I'm ready.
She is?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
No, I'd rather talk about baby boomers.
Oh. Good. That's actually right up our alley.
Is it really? The boomer broads are here. Anne-Marie and Janet, along with Roberta and Jennifer and Maria. And Richie and Clay and me, there's more people on the radio than are listening to me.
And how many of you are 50 plus?
Roberta?
I am.
Doug? That's
no.
it. Maria?
That's
no,
it.
Not quite.
That's
Maria
it.
And I are knocking on the door.
There you go.
Speak for yourself, bro.
Oh, speak for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
knocking on 50.
All right, so USA Today is doing a series on boomers this week. Front page story yesterday. And the wonder, of course, is whether or not boomers are finally coming of age. That's not supposed to be a pun. Just wondering out loud the power of the boomer. It really is amazing when you think about the advertising focus that's on 25 to 54, and yet most of the people with discretionary income are over the age of 50. So I've been in the advertising business all my life, in essence, doing radio programs since I was a teenager. And it really is amazing. It's a wonder. What are we missing here?
What are they missing?
Well, there are those who would say that they've made up their mind what their product preferences are, and they don't pay attention to advertising, whereas young, impressionable minds like Clay's and Maria's and Jennifer's, they're able to manipulate your minds. And the older people, you're not able to manipulate their minds.
Hogwash. It's total. I mean, we change our toothpaste as often as we change our husbands. Please.
Really?
Well, yeah, if maybe.
All right, that means, Maria, are you up for a new toothpaste?
I don't like mine.
You like your toothpaste?
Up for a new husband there, yeah. Maria?
Yeah.
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
I mean, what's really interesting
eventually.
About the whole thing.
I'm knocking on the door, though.
You got to look at today's press, though, Doug, and it's kind of ironic. You've got that front page USA Today on the strength of the boomers and the fact that advertisers are waking up to the fact that we have money.
Yep.
And then you turn a page and you see Mark Zuckerberg announcing his new Facebook platform and saying, if you want to know what's hot and what's happening in this world, look at the high schoolers. Yeah. Email is dead. That's a boomer tool. Now we move to tech. You know, it's like you can't really win on this one.
The difference is high schoolers have no money. We have the money. And we have a lot of it.
You think that high schoolers have more money today? I'll go to Jennifer versus, and maybe even Maria and Richie, who are 20 years younger than the boomers and me. And Roberta, arguably. So what about the discretionary income, Richie? Not scratch income. Discretionary money that you had available to you. How much did you get from your parents or did you make a week when you were in high school? Did you have a job? How much money did you have?
I did. In my freshman year, sophomore year, I was still doing a paper route. So I'd have $75 a week, something like that.
Really?
$75
a week until I had my first job in radio.
You got to remember, this is 1979, 1980.
Yeah.
And then in my senior year, when I got my license, I was obviously able then to go work for my dad and some other wholesalers. And I would make, you know, $150 a week in my junior and senior year.
In high school?
Well, the numbers are, because we do a lot of retail marketing, and the numbers are impressive. Teenagers have, you know, something like $150 billion. But we, boomers, first of all, they have to ask their parents for the money. It's not like it's all their money. They just influence the spending of about $150 billion, which is a lot of money. And retailers used to discount teens, and they're not doing that anymore because that's a big chunk of change. But, you know, people 50 and older, $20 trillion.
Wait, so are you saying that that's why we're not going to use, my generation isn't going to use email anymore?
No, that's what Mark Zuckerberg is saying.
You're a generation that needs news instantly, and it's all about texting and instant messaging.
Right.
And email is antiquated for your generation.
Hey, look, let me tell you something.
Thank you.
I'm 45, and I've hated email for 2 or 3 years.
I love it.
Because you text? You're a texter?
Facebook, text. You know what? The problem with email for me is it's something else that I have to manage. A Facebook post just goes away after I'm done with it. I don't have to do anything to it. An email is something that I then have to delete, then go into deleted items and delete it, manage it. I have to say, okay, I'm going to keep these items for 6 months. I'm going to keep these items for 2 years. And it's a time-sucking pain that I do not have time for.
Okay.
Do you ever make a phone call?
You'll call me when he wants to rag me about something.
I hate to use the phone.
Yeah. I mean, really, who among us hates to use the phone?
Well, actually, Doug and Maria just answered this question. Doug, I will call. Maria, I will tweet.
Yeah. Right. And me, you text.
And Roberta, I text. That's
right. You text me too, I think.
And Roberta,
you never
call
me, Rich.
Roberta, never once in a while I get an email from Roberta. Never get any communication from Maria at all. So it must be that whatever communication there is that needs to be taken care of actually takes care of is taken care of in person. What a shock!
You know,
in a real conversation.
And here's
what a concept.
Thing. Maria and I are both the same age. I won't say it again since I already said my age, Maria.
Mid 40s. What's a big deal?
Yeah. Well, for me, it's no big deal.
No. Maria needs to get a life. Keep going, Richie.
Okay. Maria, I will talk to Maria probably on a good day, you know, once or twice back and forth on Twitter or something like that if she's not running around like crazy. I would say I converse with her more than I converse with you on a daily basis. After the show is gone, I'll talk to her a couple of times just in a quick tweet where you and I will have like one 15-minute conversation on the phone or something like that.
But what we're struggling with is why, and that I understand that, and I understand, you know, Mark Zuckerberg saying, you know, we want to talk to the younger people and grab them while we can. That's fine. What we're saying is we have money today that nobody wants. We have trillions
I'll take
of
it.
Dollars.
You have my address? I'll take your money.
Well, we started the show. I mean, we don't really talk up our show. We are the Boomer Broads, and we have a YouTube show, and we'd love people to log in. But I would venture to say that a big proportion of your audience is this age.
Oh, I'm sure of it. Yeah.
50 plus. And why don't advertisers want us? What the heck? Come on. What's the wrong? And this article today points it out. It's basically saying most marketing.
Right. The answer to the question is simple, actually. The people who are buying, and I don't want to make this too technical, but most of the people who buy time on radio programs and television programs that work for the agencies are just, the old expression is wet behind the ears.
Right.
Most of them are 24 to 28-year-old women who have no life experiences. All they know is what they know.
Well,
and somehow or other they have at their disposal hundreds of millions of dollars of advertising money that gets spent. They get to choose what they want to spend it on, and oftentimes the rationale and the research is questionable. Let's put it that way.
Here's philosophy number two, though.
Yes, sir.
Yes, while you guys do have the $20 trillion as opposed to the teenagers having the, you know,
billions,
they are spending it like there's no tomorrow.
Well, you know what?
You guys are...
We don't spend as much.
Yeah,
we don't spend as much. They spend it like they're not going to live tomorrow.
I don't know about
I would argue that your generation... I think that the older generation isn't spending because they're afraid to.
Yeah.
with the economy the way it is, and many of them have had to go back to work when they thought they were
retired.
All right,
so that may be your answer, Janet and Anne-Marie. The people who are our age are not spending their money because they are full of fear about what the future holds in store.
Yeah, I can't keep my job. I might get laid off from my job at any time now, and I'm not going to be able to get another job. I have to save every single nickel I have because I'm unsure about what's going to happen when I retire.
It's not true. We're just spending it differently. And if you read this article, and if you look at the numbers and you do the research, you'll see we're spending it on cars. We're spending it on vacations. We're spending it on life insurance. We're spending it on new homes or downsizing. We're spending it on big ticket items. We're spending it on ourselves. And we're spending it, and nobody's trying to influence our spending, so we're spending it the way we want to spend it, as opposed
to... Let's not forget that people were not marketing to boomers long before there was a recession. I mean, now you can say we're nervous and we're saving our money, but when things were fat and happy during the Reagan years even, we were not marketed to.
But don't you
really are a forgotten generation.
Don't you think that's because you guys already know what you like, you know the products you want, and you're going to keep buying those things? If you see a commercial for Burger King and you've gone to McDonald's for the past 50 years, you're going to keep going to McDonald's.
Maybe that's true. That's the thinking of the 30-year-old that Doug was just defining, the 30-year-old advertising executive.
We're one of the first people online for an iPad. You know, you can introduce new products, and we will buy them. Yes, when it comes to that toothpaste or the fast food, maybe we're sort of stuck in our ways. But, you know, I was one of the first people to get an iPad, and so were a million.
And we can afford it. We're more than age spots. You know, we are. If you talk to us more about not our ailments, but about our, you know, the fact that we jump out of planes.
So let me get this straight. Are you guys whining?
Huh?
Is this whining? Is this a person whining?
Can someone please quote us on that? I like that. We're more than age spots. That's moving.
More than age spots or ink spots?
We're more than age spots.
Yeah.
Stop talking to us about our ailments.
I don't think they're whining. I think they're presenting something that is a factor. There are always certainly more sides to a story than that one side. And Clay brings up another point, but it's perspective. It's all age stuff. And if nothing, we are an ageist society. We are prejudiced against people who are older.
And
the
other, and the marketing community and the advertising community that, Doug, that you pointed out, they are stuck with old rules. And rather than introduce new concepts to older us, you know, boomers, they would rather go out of business. They would rather slice up the 25 to 39-year-old pie until they all have so little that they go out of business than
It's because the image, too. You know, everybody wants to be hip and cool, and it's not cool to market to your grandmother.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying that's true. I mean, look at Coca-Cola.
Stupid.
Coca-Cola does not market to anyone over the age of 25. Because it's not cool.
Right.
Even though it's the 40-year-old moms who are buying the Coca-Cola to bring in to you know, have
it in the refrigerator. That's because they hooked you when you were young.
I've been at Coca-Cola, and they've said, you know what, we're an entertainment company, and we don't market to people over 25.
That's true. But what about cars? What about vacations? What about insurance? What about homes? What about Home Depot?
Richie, you drive the same kind of car your father drove when you were a kid, right?
No, I don't.
No, I'm talking to Richie.
As a matter of fact.
What do you mean, right now?
Yeah.
I drive a Cadillac right now.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when I pull into my dad's country club, or his golf club, not country club, when I play, there's all these old Cadillacs with all these 60-year-old guys getting out of them. I'm the youngest guy in a Cadillac in the parking lot.
I got a ton of text messages here on this issue.
Hurry up and tell us what they say.
All right, one says they're all from the same guy, but one says, a teenager will pay to see the same movie 6 times, and my parents haven't seen a movie in 6 months.
Right.
The same user or the same listener says, right, like no one advertised mortgage refinances to the boomers. Please.
Please, ladies.
How old is he? How old is
he? The boomer bride's on Good Day.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered heart and body extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship. If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back. The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America. Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive? After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp? And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
Sadness of a thousand goodbyes.
Jazz singer Diana Krall.
When I
love having a birthday today.
Love it.
She is 46.
She's very cool.
Why do you think anybody cares? They just want to listen to the song.
You know.
When I look into your eyes, Rich.
No surprise. To see the softness of the moon in your eyes. The gentle spark.
I knew you wouldn't like this.
All right. She's 46 today. Happy birthday to her. Let's see who's next. Dave Kushner.
Yes.
Guitarist with Velvet Revolver.
Yeah.
November 16th is upon us. These are some of the birthday celebrants. Clue Gulager, who remembers him?
Who?
Television actor, movie person. He's 75 today. You recognize him. He always talked like he had a hot potato in his mouth. Clue Gulager, if you look him up, Richie, you'll recognize him immediately. He was in the Kenny Rogers Gambler series. He's just a lot of action flicks, but he had his own television show. I'm trying to remember what it was. I remember him. Plays a bad guy sometimes and a hero sometimes. Actress Joanna Pettit. Again, you'd recognize her if you saw her.
Yeah,
on Knots Landing.
Yes.
Her birthday is today. She's 68 today? Yeah, 68. We have Marg Helenberger from CSI. Been a lot of movies, but this is what she's best known for now. And today she's 42. 42? 52.
No,
sorry.
Yeah.
52.
She loves you right now.
All right, I wouldn't mind that at all. Brian Adams is up next.
No.
Oh, Dave, no. Yeah, Brian Adams is up next.
Really? I don't have him, so you're going to have to go to Color Me Bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Just like it, but different.
Exactly like it, but different.
Oh, I think this kind of got messed up like some of the other stuff today. It says Brian Adams, singer with Color Me Bad on my sheet. I don't think so.
No, not
at
all.
How about Trevor Penick from O-Town? Do we know him? I think we have some computer problems with our... What's this here today?
Hey, there may be the singer from Color Me Bad. His name may be Brian Adams, but it's not.
Oh,
Brian.
Maybe
no,
that's
not that. All right. Lisa Bonet from The Cosby Show. Guess how old she is. You're going to...
46.
43.
43.
That seems like it's over the top a little bit to me. Anyway, so a happy birthday to all of these folks. And if today is your birthday, many happy returns. Why do they say that, by the way? Where did that come from, that expression? Anybody know? Roberta, many happy returns. Does that mean we hope you'll have more birthdays?
No, it means that most of the stuff you get, you're going to be returning to the store.
If your birthday is today, you are intuitive and thoughtful. You have a pragmatic approach to life. You have good organizational and planning skills. You are a rational thinker. My sister's birthday is tomorrow. Richie reminded me early in the morning, would you think about it? Clay, maybe put this down on birthdays. We'll call my sister on her way to school. Give her a little of the old one, too. All right? Because a lot of people who are born in the middle of September have very similar traits and interests. I find that to be fascinating. There's really something to all this special information that comes as a result of studying the stars and the influence of the stars, et cetera, et cetera. So astrologers say that people born on the 16th of November have a vulnerability to them. And it's true of the 70s. My sister's very vulnerable. You come to realize that responsibility and hard work are the way to success. You're willing to make sacrifices for your objectives. And that's a thing being, what is it that they say? I never give up. I'm not stubborn, but I am someone who just keeps pushing. And that's a sort of a Scorpio trait, as a matter of fact. Yeah, you never, just don't give up, just keep going. And you can do that. All of you can do that. You choose to or not to, but you can all do it. Keep pushing. 28 past the hour and good day.
I'm John Patch, host of Talkin' Pets with your Talkin' Pets Minute. Thinking of a guinea pig? Oh, food. Oh, glorious food. Find out what I mean right after this.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Three important furnishings that no self-respecting guinea pig home can be without are the feeding dish, a ceramic dish with a weighted bottom to prevent tipping is ideal, the hay rack, and the water bottle with sipping tube. In addition to fresh water in the water bottle, guinea pigs require daily rations of fresh food, preferably offered once in the morning and once in the evening. The optimum guinea pig diet includes two servings daily of pellets made especially for guinea pigs, coupled with a handful of fresh hay and a serving of fresh greens. Where the veggies are concerned, the darker green, the better. The guinea pig is unable to manufacture vitamin C, and the greens along with the pellets will provide the nutrition your pet needs. A guinea pig cannot live on pellets alone, or hay alone, or veggies alone. Each of the elements in a guinea pig's diet is critical to overall guinea pig health. Where the guinea pig diet and health are concerned, balance is all. One of the greatest threats to a guinea pig? Obesity. So don't overfeed them. I'm John Patch with your Talkin' Pets Minute.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougSteffen.com. The Doug Club is the cool place to be.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Question, what would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled avatarfacial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to batterystation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 special, 357 magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
14.
Why?
You like watching you.
Where you are for me?
Yeah.
And, kind of the problem with this time of day is that everybody's after me. It's communication time. You know, we were talking about using email versus Twitter versus the phone versus all of these other things that are part of our communication system. Can you imagine the great-grandmothers? Remember that couple I was talking about earlier today, Maria? A couple had been married for 72 years.
Wow.
They were around when the first telephone was being used. The party lines. You'd get up, you'd pick up the phone. I remember this as a kid even.
Do you really know when there were multiple people on there?
Oh, yeah. I'd pick up the phone and the guy across the street would be on the phone.
That's how my favorite wine was created, you know.
That's why what?
My favorite wine was created with the party line. Did I ever tell you that one?
No.
So this winery in Napa called Bialy, they would grow these grapes. They're 100-year-old vines now.
Yeah.
And during Prohibition, they shut the vines down. Obviously, they couldn't make wine anymore, but they still had the store. So people would call in. But because of the party line, they'd call in and make their order saying, I'd like some cheese and some eggs, and give me some of that black chicken you gave me last time. And black chicken was code word for the hooch. Yeah.
Ah.
Isn't that cool?
Very
and those
good.
And that wine is still being made. It's so good.
Really?
I have a funny telephone story. The other night, my daughter... The phone rang, and nobody answers the phone in our house because they all have cell phones, and why would anyone dare call them on their home?
Right.
Anyways, it was my daughter's boyfriend, and she hangs up the phone after talking to him for a few minutes. And I said, Madison, that's how we used to do it when we were dating someone. Like, they called, and you sat on the house phone. And she goes, Mom, that is so 80s for him to call me on the house phone. And I was like, oh.
Ooh.
She goes, I don't even know his home phone number.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh.
Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio is here. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Clay Coat, Rich McFadden. Here's something that has a lot of people buzzing because parents who have children in school districts where fingerprints are being used. Yes, fingerprints. Mm-hmm. School districts looking for a high-tech solution to track children on school buses and keep them from getting off at the wrong stops. What is wrong with this picture, please?
Well, you know, is it Disney now requires a fingerprint with the multi-day tickets?
Yeah, when you go
really?
In, you swipe your fingerprint.
Yeah, if you buy a multi-day
swipe
ticket,
your fingerprint?
Right, you have to put your get a fingerprint now because that way you can't
associated
get
associated with the card,
with the ticket. Otherwise, so that way you can't give your ticket to another person.
Wow.
The ticket and the fingerprint. When I was down there in September.
They don't really enforce it, though. You know, I mean,
and everybody I saw was doing it.
Some fingers, like when I tried to get my clear card, my fingers from typing are so worn down that they didn't come up clear enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not using my fingerprint for anything. You can take your bus ride and walk.
That's such a TV show where somebody's going to steal all those.
Right.
And, you know?
A fingerprint scanning system has been introduced into the Desert Sands District, which is an area near San Diego. Students will be scanned as they get off the bus and on the bus. Children get lost in the school district every year, says the guy who runs the company that's selling this fingerprint device, biometric observation security system. School systems are getting suckered into buying this thing. There was an incident where you are, Richie, Prince George County school employee took a 5-year-old student to the wrong bus. Student got off several blocks from home, and they say, that shouldn't happen. What, are you perfect? What is the matter with these people? They got to be nuts. To spend all this money, you're going to have your children. What are they going to think about life? As a first grader, the first thing they're going to do when they get on the bus is stick their fingerprint on some imaging device to make sure they are who they say they are, and they're going to where there's
let me just clarify here, though. You don't think it's okay to drop a kid off at the wrong bus stop, though, right?
Rich, if we're in an age when the drivers don't know the students on their bus well enough, they ought to be fired.
Right.
From my days of being on the bus, being in the bus business, the drivers knew who their students were. They knew who the kids on the bus were.
And if there's a kid that doesn't fit, he should go back to school. If you're like going, wait a minute, I've never seen you before. Where do you live? I don't know.
Yeah.
You should be taking him back to school.
Exactly. You fingerprint him on the bus. Give me a break. These people are out of their minds. You really are. And this guy...
Yeah, I'm with you on this one.
This guy, John DeVries, who started this company, he's found these willing suckers around to spend the taxpayers' money. Oh, yeah, we have to protect the children.
I guarantee you his brother owns the company that sells each county the red light stoplight cameras.
Right. Yeah. Which, by the way, one of them was destroyed again. Did you know? Yeah, you knew that. There was another burning of a, was it last week? A burning of another one of those.
Burn them all down.
Burn them all.
So I say.
How much of this stuff is, you watch all the TV shows now, and you've begun to think that it is normal for people to see you wherever you are. They can see you in the store. They can see you in the hotel. They can see you in the elevator.
They can track
you
on Twitter.
They can see you in the bathroom.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Yeah, it's just, hello. Is there no privacy? Here's the alarm. This guy has developed a system. You put the fingerprint on the bus. Somehow or other, there's a scanning device the kids have on them. So if they get off at the wrong stop or try to get off, there's an alarm that goes off in the school bus. So the child is, again, we're talking about a 6, 7, 8-year-old child. They're going to be afraid. They're going to hear that. They're going to go, Or maybe they're not going to sound just like that, but you get the point. You get the point, right?
My son rides the bus every single day. He's 6 years old.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I do not know the name of this bus driver. She's like a 33 or 4-year-old blonde.
Yeah.
Last year's bus driver was Mr. Alex. And
hi, Mr. Alex.
Both of them know which stop Sean gets off on.
What is that? Why is that so difficult? Hello? Yeah. That's your job.
And right. Let me give you a little piece of advice here. Learn the name and tip them well.
The driver.
Oh, I never even thought
about
that.
I always gave the bus driver a little envelope of appreciation at the holidays.
Really?
Sometimes, if I made some, you know, extra dessert or something, I'd give a little bit to her because sometimes when I was late and I wasn't home when the bus arrived, she would keep Elena on the bus. She would complete her route, and I would come back to the house and find her in the bus just alone sitting there with Elena waiting for me to come home.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice job, Roberta.
It's a New York kind of way.
You know,
the bus drivers.
Just tip them, and they will keep an extra eye on your child. Even like it doesn't have to be money.
Human nature.
Even just a little token of appreciation. Like I said,
now, do your children ride the bus to go to school, Maria?
No.
You bring them to school.
We don't have school buses. Yeah.
You bring them to school. Instead of your kids walking to school or riding a bike
in
Florida, you drive them to school.
What do you mean you don't have school buses?
Hello. They actually, my younger child rides her bike on Fridays.
Mine's riding Monday through Thursday.
You might also know about the state of Florida. We have the most kidnappings, and
so why
there's
you move
18
to a
pedophiles that live between me and the school.
So get out of there and go someplace where there's a decent way of living. Put up with that.
Come on, Doug. You're going to have an answer for everything.
Of course I do. That's my
There's 18 pedophiles
job.
Who live between me and the school, which is like 3 miles away.
That's
2 miles away.
So here we have, so Full of Fear, part 15.
Right.
We have pedophiles everywhere.
I mean, why
they're
would
going
I
to attack the kids walking
kid
to school,
on a bike
attack the kids
kind of
on a bicycle. Ay, what a world. So you're bringing to school. Ay.
Rich, do we have the right to protect our children?
Absolutely we do.
Thank you.
And it's a different world than when your kids were growing up in 1976, Bruster.
Bruster?
Bruster.
Mr. Bruster.
Yeah, brother
it's a different
Bruster.
World. And I'm not sure that it's a better world. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure it's not a better world.
And you know what?
In many respects.
It is. It's a better world.
Yeah, right.
It's fine.
You
it's just different.
Your kids getting them on the bus.
I think technology has made things safer.
Yeah, really.
I know it has in New York. Mm-hmm.
Ask John Walsh.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that happened in, 1979?
I was the first person to interview him when I was doing mornings in Palm Beach, 86.
In a mall that I used to frequent with my own mother. So, I mean, I can still, in my brain, visualize that Sears.
When I was 12, I remember two girls, the Lion Twins, abducted. I mean, so this stuff, Doug,
where's Al Gore? Something's wrong.
You just
something is wrong.
What?
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong?
Yeah. Something
wrong.
Is wrong to have a
something's wrong.
Fingerprint scan.
Something's wrong.
In a school bus. Something is wrong.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Something's wrong.
The bus driver should be able to know what kids get off at what stops.
Yeah.
You know, when Sean was in kindergarten, they wore a a plastic badge around their neck.
Yeah.
And it had their name and it had their address.
All right.
The street that they lived on.
Coming up, a Georgia judge is arrested on gun charges. Something's wrong, Richie.
Something's
wrong.
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
And now for the bonus round. Earth is to moon as pancake is to...
Spice rub?
Correct. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Why not?
Because it hasn't been washed.
Correct. All Wii consoles connect to the internet, which means what?
It means I can now watch movies instantly from Netflix.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have smart holiday gifts at great prices this season. This week, buy $60 of HP ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Office Depot, our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals.
Offers valid in-store only while supplies last. No rain checks. Offers valid through 11-2010. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. 2237.
Tech Stafford's Good Day program with Maria Bailey, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Clay Cohart, Rich McFadden. The day started some hours ago before Roberta and Maria were around, Richie, by me sort of banging and clanging around in the world of misalignment. And then we sort of bunched in and out. The world is, you know, got a lot of interesting people and interesting stories. And where would we be if we didn't have stories like the one involving Judge Jack Camp? Seems Judge Camp was arrested after he handed an undercover law enforcement agent $160 for some cocaine.
Oh, no.
He intended, he said, to use them with his friend, the exotic dancer. They found firearms in the front seat of his vehicle, for which he had no permit. The judge is in trouble. He's an Atlanta judge. Apparently, he befriended an exotic dancer and then sort of cast her aside. So she went to the authorities and said he used cocaine, marijuana, and other illegal drugs with her regularly. This guy is 67 years old, presided over some high-profile drug cases, was released on his own $50,000 bond. His lawyer says after a brief hearing, the judge is completely innocent and he'll be exonerated. Sounds like Charlie Rangel. We got any more of his whining there, Richie?
Yeah.
I think you got it up
Let's get some more whining from Charlie Rangel.
Here's Charlie Rangel.
Poor
saying,
Charlie.
Oh, wait a minute.
You got Charlie and Judge Camp. They should be on the same
He's
bus.
He's just going to leave the courtroom.
This is where they should be fingerprinted and send the bus to jail.
Here's Charlie. Yeah.
With all due respect and recognizing how awkward it is for the members of this committee, as colleagues and someone that would like to preserve the right of members to be judged by their peers with counsel, I respectfully remove myself.
Good.
Right. He took himself out of the hearing yesterday because he doesn't have a lawyer. The person who's in charge of the ethics committee is a Democrat, and he said, you've had 13 weeks. He hired an attorney when he was first charged last summer. The attorney looked at the case and said, sorry, we're not representing you. He's been trying for 3 months to find a lawyer that would represent him. The charges are so obvious against him that they can't find any legal representation that will stick up for him, after 50 years involved in, as he put it, public service, where he's been stealing the public blind.
Something's wrong!
Yeah, something's wrong! Right. So, anyway, he's been whining now. He can't get a fair trial because he has for more time to get a lawyer. Right. Merry Christmas, Charlie. Do they sing Jingle Bells in Jail? Jingle bells. Rock around the clock, right?
Those are jail bells.
Oh, is that jailhouse rock?
Yeah. Shackle bells.
Shackle bells.
Shackle all the way.
All the way to the jail. See you, Charlie, later. Bye.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Body scans and pat-downs, safety in the skies versus an invasion of privacy. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. By now, you've either heard of, gone through, or at least seen these new airport body scanners that some say go a little too far in what and how they scan, refuse to be scanned, and you are then subjected to the old-fashioned pat-down, which can get rather personal. It was too much to take for a California man named John Tyner this past weekend, who refused both security procedures and recorded the encounter at San Diego International Airport on his cell phone.
I don't understand how a sexual assault can be a condition of my flight.
This is not considered a sexual assault.
It would be if you weren't the government.
Tyner was given a full refund after this encounter for his plane ticket, but he could face a fine of $11,000. Meanwhile, the debate is heating up over these new security procedures. A state senator in New Jersey, Mike Daugherty, says the federal government's hands-on screening process violates the law in his state.
Under the law, you cannot touch somebody, especially children, in their private parts on their body without breaking. You go to jail for that. That is breaking the law.
And Daugherty is questioning whether these new scanners could be a health hazard as well, in addition to the privacy issue. More than a few pilots are expressing similar health concerns. And you have a passenger advocacy group calling for air travelers to refuse to undergo these body scans and pat-downs next week, which is Thanksgiving week. And that would really throw a wrench into keeping things on schedule. For her part, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano insists the Transportation and Security Administration respects the privacy of air travelers and that the government is open to making changes if necessary.
If there are adjustments we need to make to these procedures as we move forward, we have an open ear. We will listen.
Open ear? I'm sorry, Secretary Napolitano. We're going to have to search in there as well. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Well, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
A mixed day on Wall Street following news that retail sales were stronger than expected last month. The Dow finished with a 9-point gain yesterday to 11,202. S&P down a point. NASDAQ lost 4. Crude oil down 2 cents a barrel to $84.86. On Capitol Hill, big banks to face some big questions today. A Senate hearing on the foreclosure crisis scheduled for later today, with the House following suit on Thursday. Executives from large lenders like Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase can expect to be grilled over practices they used in foreclosing on properties nationwide. Top word of the year, as chosen by the Global Language Monitor, which tracks trends in English usage, spillcam, the one word that summed up the year, according to the monitor. Spillcam, referring to the underwater cameras which watch the broken BP oil well and beam the immensity of the Gulf spill around the world. And finally, something celestial in nature, and it's exciting. Word that NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory has discovered the youngest black hole known to exist, and it's right next door. That's right. Here's astrophysicist Kim Weaver at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center talking about this black hole.
We know it's very young. It is in its infancy.
Weaver says this black hole was found in the M100 galaxy just 50 million light years away. That's a trip around the block. And Kim Weaver says this discovery presents a unique opportunity for scientists.
We want to watch how this system evolves and changes in its youthful stages, from when it's first born to when it grows into a child and a teenager and gets older and accretes more material.
Wait a minute. If you're talking about teenage black holes, there's going to be a problem. They tend to make a mess of the universe, not following any laws of physics, never cleaning up after supernova explosions, nonstop intergalactic texting. I mean, if you're dealing with teenage black holes, it's going to be a headache. Good luck with that. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Good time for you to go to DougStefan.com. GoodDayShow.com is right now. You'll see pictures of all of the gang. Maria, Roberta. Would you like to see a picture of Roberta? Clay Cohut is there, exposed for one and all to see, including his mom. He's so proud of that picture. Rich McFadden's mom loves looking at pictures of him. And I wish my mom were around to see my picture as well at DougStefan.com. 59 past the hour.